From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. There's a national push to cut HIV cases by 90% in 10 years, and some Missourians are getting on board. As Jacqueline Driscoll reports, there's a bipartisan effort to update current HIV laws that aim to encourage people to get tested.
Current punishment for knowingly exposing someone to HIV, even if they don't contract the disease, is a felony. In most jurisdictions, that's a minimum of 1 year in prison. Jeanette Mott Oxford with Empower Missouri says the legislation filed to change these penalties focuses more on intent.
Were you intending to transmit HIV? Because right now our law says condom use is no defense. So you can be trying not to transmit HIV and still be charged with a crime in Missouri.
The bipartisan group of lawmakers say HIV statutes haven't been changed since the 1980s. On another health issue, they're making a push to implement a statewide prescription drug monitoring program to reduce opioid abuse. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
In 2016, about 1 million Missourians were food insecure. In the past 3 years, that number has dropped to 865,000, or about 15% of the population. Those numbers were reported in the Hunger Atlas, produced by MU Extension's Interdisciplinary Center for Food Insecurity. The Atlas uses data from Feeding America and the U.S. Department of Agriculture to create its tables for each county. The USDA defines food security as access by all people at all times to enough food for an active, healthy life. The Atlas measures the amount of Missouri's population that experiences food insecurity. Then it assesses how each county in the state addresses the needs of those who fall into the food insecure category. A county's level of need and its performance, or how well it addresses those needs, are rated from very high to very low. Performance is assessed by participation in programs designed to help those who are food insecure, such as food stamps, as well as the number of people eligible to participate. According to the 2019 Atlas, Boone County ranked low in need and very low in performance. Boone County ranked low in need and high in performance in 2016, according to the Columbia Missourian. A Missouri appeals court will decide if St. Louis's top prosecutor has the authority to request a new trial for a man imprisoned almost 25 years ago for a murder she believes he didn't commit. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that yesterday, lawyers for Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner told the Missouri Court of Appeals that Gardner is duty-bound to correct the wrongful conviction of Lamar Johnson. A lawyer for the Missouri Attorney General's office argued that Gardner lacks authority to seek a new trial. Johnson was convicted of killing Marcus Boyd in 1994. The Boone County Fair is returning to Columbia in 2020 after the county struck a deal last week with the city to transfer its 134-acre fairground. Officials for the Columbia Parks and Recreation Department confirmed they are looking into what tasks need to be completed to prepare the fairgrounds and decide how the fairgrounds transfer will affect the event. Boone County Fair President Jeff Cook told KMIZ on Tuesday that the fair would be returning to Columbia. According to the Columbia Missourian, the city of Sturgeon has hosted the event for the past 4 years in a 15-acre park. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.